Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to the Happy Hour with Deandra Cartwright right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Thank you so much for tuning in. I must admit, every time I hear the theme song, I have to look at my producer and be like, could we just play it a little longer? Because I just want to dance to it, right? But with everything that's going on in the world, we want to try to find those doses of happiness where we can. And that's what this show is all about. Bringing you positivity and optimism, hearing from the good folks in the community that are getting things done, those that are committed to ensuring that they can uplift others. So again, if you're interested in showing on this show, talk to me. You can call us during this time, 323-623-2352-4259. You can also get to us toll-free at 357-20. You can also text us at 422-4796, 422-4796. For those of you that would like to stream online, that's guardianradio.com. You can also catch us on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, now known as X, as well as Instagram, and that's the Happy Hour. Before we get into the show, and we have a pretty intense schedule today because we have some important people. They have like five titles, each one of them. I don't know where they find the energy from, but this is what why we want to talk to them today, so they could help us get that enthusiasm to help others. Before we jump in, as you may know, join the NASSAR Guardian as we celebrate our milestone 180th anniversary on November 23rd. Beginning Monday, November 4th, and every day this month, we feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from this oldest and most respected newspaper of a record for past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of the Bahamas transitioning from the abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence and into the 21st century. Surprising keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. So stay tuned as we celebrate that anniversary. It's always a mouthful. And I know some people ask me, how could I just get all of that out there? It's caffeine. Espresso to be exact. Shout out to my people at the local coffee shop whose name I cannot say, but you know who you are. I love you. Great. So joining us first and foremost, and like I did tell you all that they have like 15 different titles, right? We're going to read them all off because I want you to understand the impact that young people are having on the community, all the work that they are actually involved in, so that, you know, instead of patronizing them, you can support them, you can help them. They're present and active in many different ways. So listen up. They're all around you. Give them the chance. Give them the opportunity. Eventually, they will be the leaders, those who haven't already started to be leaders of this country. So help them out. This morning, we have Isaac Barr, the 2024 Youth Senator. My goodness, here we go. I did tell you about the long titles. Black Rod, Senate Speaker, Senator of the School of Communications and Creative Arts. I have to stop there because that's my school. So I have a bias already. Okay. A Student Government Association of the University of the Bahamas. Of course, again, I am a proud alum. We are November, guys. I hope you got your blue to wear. God knows I surely have mine, but I need to get one. They look so pretty. It's like this beautiful blue on navy. Oh my gosh. If you were tuned in, check him out. Continuing with that list, that's only halfway down the list of many things that he actually does. He's the president of the Mix and Mingle Culture Club. I need to know what that means, right? The Student Engagement Ambassador. My Lord, I'm sure you didn't list everything here. And a board member of the International Family Island Student Association. I, you know, y'all hear what I just say? Now, before we continue, because I have two guests with me in studio. What family island are you from, so?
I'm from the great Andros Island.
From Andros?
Yes.
All right, big guy, like that. I like that. Okay, cool. So Long Island meets Andros, and inside I will see if Madam President Ruffin want to. Isaac, I just want you to speak directly into the microphone so people can hear you when we get back to you.
Alrighty.
Shante Deal. My gosh, we've been hearing this name for quite some time, but she's never been on the show. This is only our third episode, so we're happy to have her here. Shante Deal is the 2024 to 2026 Youth Ambassador at Large to the Commonwealth. For the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. She's doing some pretty good things there. She has a focus on food security, youth leadership, and youth. She's also the current president of the Student Government Association. This is her second term over there for the students of the University of the Bahamas. She's also counselor of the Johnson Park Pathfinders Club and master guide of the South Bahamas Conference Pathfinders Organization. Shout out to the Adventists. Yes. Then we also have, she is a certified youth leader. She's a part of the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists and recently appointed as a registered nurse of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Now, that part right there, I think, if you can hear my snaps, we're snapping up our young people. She is a nurse. We need to have more people getting into these critical areas of service. And she's in her second term, which means that she already finished the education to become a nurse. So she's studying something else. Do you hear? We have an overachiever. We have two overachievers here. But they get it done. They have the youthful energy, which I'm sure will never go away because they have so much to offer our Bahama land. And this afternoon, again, it's a coffee, guys. We want to talk to them more. What in the world are y'all doing? Now, of course, like I said, I have a bias. So we're going to start off with what are y'all doing over there at the University of the Bahamas? One. Two, impact outside of the university onto the community. Because as we all know, the university is the premier tertiary institution. I already said I'm biased. For those of you who are listening, I'm a proud alumna of the College of the Bahamas, now University of the Bahamas. So forgive me if I keep saying that throughout the show. Thanks. But what are you doing on campus? What are you doing off campus? And generally, what would you like to see happen when it comes to the support of our young people trying to make a difference? Now, ladies first, and you know, because it's protocol, this Madam President. So, Isaac, if we could talk to her first, okay? Bless it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so good day, everyone. I would firstly like to say that I do believe that we at the Student Government Association, we are doing quite a lot. However, I can't just speak from myself nor just Isaac alone, because my board, or the board at the Student Government Association, comprises of 30 members, 24 on the New Providence campus or the Oaksville campus, and 6 members a part of the UB North campus that is located in Grand Bahama. Collectively, we come together specifically to be advocates for the students on campus. Many of them can attest to our contributions in many different aspects relative to academia, student affairs, or any concerns that they may just have as youth within the nation. I can speak to many different matters relative to student success, their progression, to their, like I said, their concerns just being heard, whether that is with their studies, or if that is a matter relative to them getting into classes, them being paid, et cetera, and so forth. I know recently we did have some issues, minor issues that, you know, pretty much any institution would have, like internet issues or students having access to different areas on campus. I know that we did communicate. We were transparent with the students in letting them know that we were speaking to the relative bodies who were in charge and responsible for that on the administration level, and we came together and we were able to compromise different actions and resolutions or resolves to best suit both the university and the students at large. So while many might not see everything that we do on the face view of things that happen in the university, I can definitely attest that myself, as well as the remaining 29 members on the Student Government Association, do every day on behalf of the students to ensure that their needs are heard.
I like that. Y'all heard that? I got 30 people represent the students over there. And I think the population is a little over 5,000 or so right
correct,
now, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You can imagine you have 30 young people who decided to put themselves forward for student governance. That means on top of their schoolwork, on top of their personal commitments, on top of external civic commitments, they have decided that they want to help others within their community over there at the university. They should be applauded. They're doing some pretty good things. And before we get back to you, President, for you to tell us a little bit more about some of these initiatives that you are currently undertaking at the university, Isaac, how could you top that? I mean, she's telling us about 30 persons doing good work around the university that basically are putting themselves out there to get the work done. How does it feel to be one of those persons? And on top of you having one of those positions, you're doing much more. So talk to us about that experience.
Okay, so as I would have served, this would be my second term serving on the Student Government Association.
My goodness, we have two for two inside here.
I would have initially served as in creative arts, and having the opportunity to now come back and being progressed among the legislative members, in which I am in charge of as now the current Senate Speaker, I have the opportunity of like examining what every senator does, encouraging them with regards to activities that they do managing the day-to-day basis, and ensuring that all of the information that needs to be transferred to the president and the executive board team is clearly communicated amongst everyone. I've had the opportunity of going in on different events, different platforms, different departments, organizations on campus, as well as being able to sit on multiple boards and be one of the individuals that represent the students on the Student Government Association, from the Student Government Association, for the students, whether that's with the election of any new members or other persons within the disciplinary board, and just several different things around campus. And also serving on the board of the International Family Island Student Association, I have the opportunity of interacting with Family Island students on a personal level. As I would have mentioned, I am from Andros Island, so being able to represent Family Island students, it's definitely a great opportunity. It's something that I hold near and dear to my heart. And it's through these things that we are able to communicate effectively for not only Nasubian students, but as well as international students at large.
My goodness, you do so much work. I hope you're taking some time for yourself just to catch yourself as you get all these things done, but also to get your schoolwork done. Can you tell the people who are listening, what are you currently studying? Because at this point, is it politics? Is it project management? Because between you and Shante, I mean, you have so many different talents in your civic life. So what are we doing academically?
My major presently at the university is media journalism.
My goodness, look at that. We have an expert on air today. And Shante, we already know that you are a registered nurse. What are we doing the second time around?
The second time around, I'm pursuing a degree in biology.
Okay.
Yes, well.
My goodness, you see, y'all hear this? We got degreed people that are running the SGA over there at the university. You know, I think as a society, when we hear about young people who are educating themselves, but also putting themselves forward in these particular offices, sometimes you have persons who may say that those folks may not be, they may not have knowledge of be going through or whatnot like that. So how do you connect with your community?
Well, for me specifically, I realized that over the years, especially with me transitioning from a mayor senator to deputy senate speaker and then president, I realized what it really takes to get people to understand and be able to connect is by you being transparent. A lot of people see myself. I've had many people come up to me and they would have had conversations. Majority of them would be around them asking me, how do I do what I do, or how do I have time to do the things that I do? And my whole thing is just be transparent with them. Believe it or not, I do believe that it takes a special skill to do certain things, to take certain things on. However, it's a skill that I believe that everyone possesses. It just takes you tapping into that, or it just takes a spark that needs to be ignited for you to get to that point. So for me, I love to tell people that the same or a similar situation that you were in, I was also in, or the same things that you can relate to, I can also relate to. Because believe it or not, even though we are individuals, even though we go through our own things, majority of the situations and circumstances that we do face, they tend to connect with other people. So I try to use that as a way to really connect with them. I'd like to have conversations. I like to ask them questions as well and be like, well, why do you think that I'm able to do what I'm doing? And then I ask them, what is it or what skills do you have that you think that could possibly bring you to this level that you would so say admire and feel as though you can't get there? And then I go into further conversation with them, and I try to explain to them that the challenges that they would have that I can share with them, and you know, just try to give them some motivation that this can also happen for you, or even persons who just may not understand what it is that is happening. I try to find a way to just connect with them to help them grasp the concept of everything that is that I try to do and what they can possibly do for themselves.
I like that approach. That's a very I'm not patronizing when I say this. That's a very mature approach, because you have persons that are in positions of power and positions of governance that may not be approaching those who are curious about your abilities to perform. And the fact that you're willing to hear their perceptions and encourage them to explore their own talents so that they can build themselves up to come to positions such as yours is commendable. It's inspiring, really.
Thank you.
Now, Isaac, microphone to tell us a little bit more. Because, you know, this is another thing. We see so much negativity around young men and our Bahamian young men. We don't hear enough positivity about them. So I'm very delighted that we have a young fellow on the show today to just talk about his experience, and everything so far has just been quite positive, and you're doing so many things. And shout outs to representing the Family Islands, them. And I'm sure that they're happy to have you as their ally. But tell us a little bit more about your leadership experience. And once as Isaac's is done, as we, you know, the time flies on a show that's only an hour, I probably need to negotiate for some more time eventually. But we want to hear a bit more about what's happening in the next couple of weeks. What is SGA going to be doing? Because this is a pretty important month. Again, I hope you're going to be wearing your blue all month.
Yes.
But Isaac, talk to us.
Okay, so I would have started my leadership responsibilities at the university, firstly serving as a first-year experience ambassador, which is almost similar to a student engagement ambassador. And it was through this I would have had the opportunity to give tours to students, show students around campus, be able to assist them with registration and things of that sort. And it was through this that I started to develop a passion for leadership at the university. And this is when I would have met Shante and pretty much gotten an interview to serve on the Student Government Association Board. After gaining a position on the Student Government Association Board, then that is when I started networking with different departments and organizations around campus. My motivator is Wendiria Delavo, who is currently the officer in charge of the International Family Island Student Services Department of the university. She would have wanted me to come on as a work study student, and it was through this that I had the opportunity to connect with the IFESA board, as well as the Mix and Mingle, becoming the president of the Mix and Mingle Cultural Club Board. So now that gives me the opportunity to both advocate for students in entirely at the university, serving on the Student Government Association Board, as well as being able to interact with students from the Family Island on that version of the board. I know that you would have mentioned what is really Mix and Mingle, and like you were curious about it.
Yeah, because when you hear about Mix and Mingle, I'm thinking parties. And I know college is usually a time if you can party, you can party hard. So, and during my time on SGA, I think they were enforcing some very strict rules. So I'm just wondering, did they relax those rules for Mix and Mingle?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. But the Mix and Mingle Cultural Club is basically a club around campus, or a social club around campus, that encompasses both international Family Island students as well as Nasubian students, and giving them an opportunity to interact and do different things around campus. So we would have been putting together ideas for potlucks, as well as we would have selected
free food for college students.
Yeah.
being able to select a country that we would like to base our activities on, because we meet bi-weekly.
Okay.
So this week we would have done...
This is giving me Amistad vibes.
This week we would have done Jamaica. So we would have had the opportunity to just do a bit of research about Jamaica, play ring, play games, things of that sort.
So where my food?
It's on its way.
Didn't I tell you he sounds like he's going to be a good politician? No, but that's fabulous that you all have such a diversity of clubs. And what I admire is that, you know, those of us that would have attended the university quite some time ago, we can see the evolution of these student groups on campus and whatnot. Back in the day, we didn't have such a thing, mix and mingle club. No. SGA was still fighting to have literal social events for students, you know. So to hear this evolution on campus, mix and mingle with the Family Island International students, this is great. Now, when we're talking about supporting these efforts, right, supporting SGA, supporting these associations, how can the public assist with that? Now, I know one of the avenues is through the Alumni Association, which people, if you graduated from the College of the Bahamas or the University of the Bahamas, whichever you wish to call it, you should be giving back in one way or the other. They're going to be having a day of giving. I think it's the 11th of November. So please feel free to give back there. But I know sometimes you could just donate straight to the, I think I got together some coffee and donuts for study hour or something like that. Like, I'd be willing to do something like that. So if there were members of the public that are listening, how can they support you?
So firstly, I would say just, you know, to reiterate what I mentioned, to support the University of the Bahamas and the Student Government Association would mean to actually support the youth and the development of our youth in our nation. One of the missions of the university is to enhance national development. Mm-hmm. And at the Student Government Association, that is one thing that we are trying to do, where we are trying to connect the youth within the university to a holistic, community-based and nationally-based initiative to develop our nation as a whole. Mm-hmm. So I would say ways that you can support us is firstly by following our social medias. We do post our events and our different initiatives that we plan throughout the year on our social media. And interestingly enough, a lot of them are community based.
Okay.
So some of the things that we do have going on, well, the first event that we do have going on, as you would have asked me to give insight to, is for the homecoming week, where we are going to be doing our UB. What that is, is that the party itself is supposed to help us build money so that we can better support students within the university. We do have intentions of creating what we would call like a need-based scholarship for students, okay, where anything outside of the normal financial aid criteria, we could be able to assist students as they come and they share their challenges with us.
That sounds lovely.
That is one way. In addition to that, we did plan to do a Thanksgiving drive this year. However, I think, well, we are going in the direction of expanding that to where we want to do a call to students, faculty, staff, and the wider community to donate goods to us. SGA currently has 500 grocery bags that we would love to fill and be able to distribute to the neighboring communities surrounding the university. Good. The goal for that is to help, one, increase food security within the area, within our neighboring areas, as well as for those on campus who may be in need, and also to just teach the youth or to teach the young people within the university the importance of giving back and the importance of being involved in their community. In addition to this initiative specifically, we would like to extend throughout the entire year and maybe even do a more focused one in the following years. However, it will be leading up to our Conference of Youth Leaders that is going to be happening in the early part of next year. It's scheduled for around March. However, with that, what we like to do is we like to engage the high school student leaders of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So we invite all student leaders from schools within Nassau, as well as some from selected family islands. Last year, we would have did Grand Bahama, Long Island, and Abaco, yes.
Earlier this year, actually.
Yes, earlier this year in March, we reached out to those family islands, and next year we're going to be reaching out to another few. But pretty much the goal is for that Conference of Youth Leaders is to help engage the younger people, those who are still in high school, who have the potential of directly impacting national development, to teach them the different skills, the different things that they need to know on how they can make that contribution, and also prepare them to be active members of the community through actually teaching them and opening their eyes to the different sustainable solutions we'll be adopting and creating initiatives to help achieve.
I love that. My goodness. And as we continue to develop the National Development Plan, I can see all of this feeding in to such efforts and whatnot. Now, as we get to the last few minutes of this segment right here, Isaac, Madam President is saying so many different things. What else can you tell us? What is the SGA going to be doing? It's homecoming week. You have UB Lit. Mm-hmm. What are other things happening?
So we have a week filled with events for homecoming. But first of all, before we even get too into detail on that, mm-hmm. we are finally launching for the first time ever our homecoming king and queen court.
Hold on, wait. Okay. So we're going to have royalty at the university.
We are definitely.
But this will be different than Mr.
Mr. and Miss UB.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
They would have, earlier this year, they would have adopted Mr. and Miss UB and their royal court. So it's a group of them now. And now we're finally going to launch the Homecoming King and Queen initiative that's going to add two more individuals onto that. So I'm also running for Homecoming King.
Oh, look at, hold on a minute now. Are you using my show as your platform? Is that what we're doing? Listen, again, the evolution of the university to be providing the experiences that are similar to what we see our northern colleagues mm-hmm. doing. Like, that's incredible. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So as we wrap up, you've told us how we can give back. You said to follow you on your socials. What are those socials? There's so many different platforms these days. So if I wanted to reach out to the Student Government Association, how do I do that? Are you saying to DM? What are we saying?
Yeah, so you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. But Facebook, it would be the University of the Bahamas Student Government Association. It is a long title, but I promise you, once you put student government, it'll pop up quickly.
Right, right.
And on Instagram, it is UBSGA_TV, and it's the same title for our TikTok. So there you could find all updates, all events that we have upcoming, and what you can or cannot assist with.
Yes. Okay, that's great. So that means we can be following you on all platforms. And Isaac, you have the last say. What do we...
Alrighty, so I just quickly wanted to just give a quick debrief on all of the events that will be happening for mm-hmm. homecoming or leading up to homecoming.
Let me see how quick you could do that.
Okay, so November 2nd, we're having the Alumni Association Disco Party.
That's tonight, guys.
November 3rd, we're having the Homecoming Gospel Concert. November 5th, Alumni Leadership Series. November 6th, Blue Back Kickback. November 7th, Blue Search Festival. Also on November 7th, the Alumni Leadership Series. November 8th, UB Mingo's Homecoming Motorcade. Also on November 8th, tailgate party.
Okay.
The UB Mingo's homecoming basketball game and after party will be on November 8th, which is when UB Lit will be.
Okay.
And lastly, of course, in UB North, they're going to have their block party at the same time, 8
okay.
p.m. to midnight.
Good.
And that's that.
Yeah. Excellent. Wonderful. Oh. Sorry, I see somebody outside the studio flashing about the gospel concert. They're saying it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I'm going, by the way. So we want to say thank you to President Shante. You have so many titles, Mr. Senator Speaker, all these beautiful things. So Isaac, thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned to the Happy Hour with DeAndre Carter right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We will be talking to Zonta, Women in the Community Giving Back. I cannot wait so you can hear about the good stuff happening in November. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I got here my phone, new names and numbers that I don't. You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Are you looking for a fresh experience? Look no further than Fresh Market. Our store is stocked with the freshest produce, meats, and dairy, all sourced locally and internationally for the best quality. With our commitment to freshness and our friendly associates, your shopping experience is sure to be a breeze. Come visit Fresh Market today and taste the difference freshness can make.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need is an 80 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
A legacy of leadership. Join the International Third World Leadership Association in partnership with the Miles and Ruth Monroe Foundation for Legacy Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Dr. Miles Monroe and other visionary leaders. November 8th to the 9th, experience three powerful events. ITWLA hosts Legacy Lead, honoring distinguished global leaders. November 9th, the Miles and Ruth Monroe Foundation presents Legacy Walk to Remember, 5K and 10K routes along West Bay Streets, Nassau, Bahamas. Then join us for the Legacy Reunion Concert, featuring Grammy-winning gospel artist Yolanda Adams and Sherwood Gardner at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center.
Hey guys, it's Yolanda Adams. It's about to be a celebration November 8th through the 10th at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center. I can't wait to see you. Come on.
Visit ITWLA.com for details. Don't miss Legacy Weekend.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody
got a voice.
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
We'll be right back.
gotta ride, oh, sometimes there's airplanes I can't jump out, sometimes they don't work now, we got a stories, but please tell me what there's to complain about. When you're happy like a fool, you let it take you over. When everything is out, you gotta take it in. Oh, this is gonna be a good life, this is gonna be a good life.
Welcome back to the happy hour with DeAndra Cartwright here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Don't forget to join the NASA Guardian as we celebrate our milestone 180th anniversary on November 23rd, beginning Monday, November 4th, and every day this month, we will be featuring a blast from the past, highlighting pages from this oldest and most respected newspaper of record over the past 18 decades, featuring wonderful snapshots of the Bahamas transitioning from the abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence, and into the 21st century. There will also be some surprising keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. Don't forget that you can actually call in if you want. It's okay if you just want to listen in, but if you wanted to call and join the conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 300-5720. You can also text us at 422-4796. Don't forget to follow us on social media, and you can get us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, now known as X. So, we want to say thank you again to the representatives of the University of the Bahamas Student Governance Association that was just on. But now we want to say welcome to our Zonchians. And if you didn't know what a Zonchian is, they are members of the Zonta Club. We have within our presence right now President Michelle Forbes and Advocacy Chair Deidre Bethel. They are with the Zonta Club of Nassau. I want you to introduce yourselves as the Club of NASA.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Michelle Forbes, and I serve as the president of the Zonta Club of NASA. We have been in existence from 1982. Our charter president is Ms. Judy Monroe, and our charter vice president is Ms. Velma Curling Thompson. We serve to build a better world for women and girls through advocacy, education, and service.
Yes, Ms. Advocacy Chair.
Yes. So my name is Deidre Bethel. I serve as the advocacy chair, our committee chair. We have a wonderful committee of a number of females who are passionate about advocacy for women and girls. Mm-hmm. And as President Michelle would have mentioned, our focus is for advocacy. So we are trying to eliminate, not just minimize, eliminate the abuse of women and girls.
Now, that's a fantastic cause. I just want you to know, those of you who may not be following us on that live stream, which, by the way, is available at guardiantalkradio.com, is that our Zonchians are wearing bright orange. Yes. And I hope that you will, too, this month of November, because we are commemorating the International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women. And Zonchians' cause, as you just heard, it's about the elimination, not the minimization, but the elimination about something that impacts our women. We don't talk about it enough, but guess what Zonta Clubs are doing this month? Starting this month, they will be having a series of events. They are having awareness-raising opportunities as to this crime, really, that our women are facing. There are also opportunities for you to learn more about Zonta Clubs and how you can be a part of them, because there are quite a few, but we're happy to have NASA on as our first guests from Zonta. Happy to have them with us. And so they're going to tell us a bit more, because I think there's a TikTok competition, a poster competition. You're going to be at a regatta doing something too. Like, you're just so very active. So just take us through it.
Okay. So just to tell you a little bit about the 16 days of activism, it is ratified by the United Nations. And what it happens during that, well, it starts on November 25th and it ends on December 10th. Now, this started...
Which is also the International Day for Human Rights, you're saying.
Absolutely, absolutely. And November 25th is the elimination of violence against women.
Right, so which is where you should wear your orange.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So what we do is we do advocacy efforts during that time. And actually, we're doing some things leading up to that time as well. So there are a number of things that we are going to do. And we look forward to the community partnering with us. So one of the things, the United Nations theme, the general theme is talking about uniting and the fact that there is no excuse for us to not unite. You know, UN statistics talks about one woman every 11 minutes in the world is killed by some form of violence.
Mm-hmm.
Another UN statistic talks about one in three women internationally has experienced some sort of abuse, physical, sexual, verbal, but some sort of abuse from intimate partners as well as non-intimate partners.
Mm-hmm.
So we are fighting against this. Our advocacy efforts is to eliminate violence against women and girls. So you asked about some of the things that we're doing.
Yes, I was told that you have so many different outreach opportunities for persons who may not already be in a Zonta club. So we want to draw more attention because some of those deadlines are coming up.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So our theme this year is Healthy Relationships Look. And the look stands for a let's...
I love that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, so we're going to do a number of initiatives. One of the first and most pressing right now is a poster and a TikTok competition.
Okay.
Now, the reality is, as adults, we talk about it, gender-based violence and elimination of violence against women amongst ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But do we talk to the children? Do we hear the children's voices? Are the children's voices heard as we go through these processes?
Yeah.
And the reality is, there's very little done with our children.
Mm-hmm.
So Zonta Club of Nassau is definitely focused on helping children to understand what's going on, helping children to come to the forefront because they too experience, whether it's vicariously or directly, they experience the impact of violence against women.
Or they're experiencing it themselves.
All them, yes, ma'am.
The thing about it is, those of you who know my background, you know that I have knowledge about these things. I work in these areas. We need more conversations about the realities that our women and children are facing in the communities.
Yes.
And we need to support these organizations like Zonta that actually are impacting, creating the opportunities to folks out.
Yes, 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 yes. So again, our first initiative is a poster competition. This is a national poster competition. So we have contacted schools across the nation for our students from elementary straight up to high school for them to create posters on healthy relationships. Now, again, we are focusing on healthy relationships because Zonta Club of Nassau believes that that is one of the most important tools in order to eliminate abuse against women and children. So we're doing that poster competition. Now, I want to encourage everybody to be a part of that poster competition. Go to your art teachers in schools because they should have that information. Visit us on our Facebook page at Zonta Club of Nassau. You will find the information there. Email us at zontaclubofnassau@hotmail.com and we will respond to you. Now, some great things happening with that. So we are giving individual prizes for the first, second, and third places. And that can be anywhere from a tablet to a cell phone to gift cards.
Man, she talking about things.
Yes, yes.
And it's free, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It's free opportunity for things.
In addition to that, to add some motivation for schools to push their students to participate, we are offering the winning school a laptop, printer, and laptop bag.
Oh, no.
So you schools, you art teachers out there, you schools that need it, and every school needs more technology.
Always. Especially with free.
Yes, participate. Now, that was elementary through high school students. We are also addressing, or we don't want to leave the college students out as well.
We just had them in the studio. We can't leave them out.
No. Yes, ma'am. So there's also a TikTok competition.
Okay.
And the rules for the TikTok competition are the same places on our Facebook page. You can email us. So the rules for the TikTok competition are there as well. And these college students will receive very similar things. Tablets or gift cards or cell phones. Mm-hmm. Again, we are focusing on healthy relationships and less overcoming obstacles.
Yes.
By what relationships are.
Yes.
And also what to do. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about what to do, we have a webinar on December 5th.
Okay.
Under the same theme. Mm-hmm. And we have a number of presenters. We have victims who are going to come on and talk to us about how they overcame.
Okay.
We have the domestic violence unit, Kendra Wallace-Williams.
Yes.
She's going to be on and talking about the unit and what they do and what they see. Okay. We have mental health professionals who are going to come on and speak to us. We have University of the Bahamas students.
Okay.
Who's going to come on and speak with us as well. So we have a cadre of persons with a variety of experiences and an exposure. And again, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
So we want to help persons to understand from different perspectives how to assist persons who've potentially been through or have experienced some level of domestic violence.
Yes.
So that is the December 5th at 6 p.m. It is Zoom. So you will see that information again on our Facebook page, Zonta Club of Nassau. You can visit us on our Facebook. Now, we're doing a lot of additional things as well.
Yes.
We're doing radio appearances.
Like this one.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for having us. This is our inaugural one for the year.
We are happy that you're on the happy hour.
Yeah.
We actually have somebody listening in from Long Island saying that this is such a great show, that they're enjoying the topics and you're educating them. Because again, we have to also remember that our fellow Bahamians, our fellow women that are on family islands are more likely to experience these impacts because of the lack of resources available to them, the lack of exits and escapes available to them.
Yes.
So
you're reaching
the masses already.
Thank you. And that's the idea. The idea is to flood the market with the idea of advocacy. We are fighting against violence. So the idea, you know, so you also mentioned the Best of the Best competition, the regatta. Mm-hmm. So we will be there when you see these orange bows tied to ribbons and trees and flyers all over the place. That is Zonta Club, both Nassau and New Providence, but Zonta Club of Nassau in particular, saying no to gender-based violence. So we'll be there with the Best of the Best regatta. We'll be essentially scheduled for November 29th through December 1st.
Okay.
So we will be out there. You will see us orange in full blast, sharing our advocacy messages.
That's great.
Now, and again, we're trying to be all over.
Right.
So our Golden Z Clubs, which is Golden Z Club, which is the youth arm or the college arm of Zonta at the University of the Bahamas, as well as our Z Clubs, which are the I think it's 8th through 9th grade, 12th grade students.
Expanded
in a number of high schools. Mm-hmm. They are joining us in these efforts as well.
Okay.
So they are saying no. They are tying ribbons around trees on their campuses.
Okay.
They're having discussions on their campuses. One of the things that the Golden Z Club at UB is trying to do is something that's called Walk a Mile in My Shoe. So what they're doing, we're not going to put the shoes on, but what's happening is we're asking persons, faculty, staff, students, if you know of anyone or if you have experienced abuse yourself, we're asking for gently used or new shoes. And we plan to exhibit these shoes on the courts. the basketball court.
At UB.
And then, yes. Mm-hmm. And then donate these shoes.
That would be a powerful visual representation. Yes. On an issue that we do not hear so much about, and which a lot of persons are simply not able to verbalize that they're experiencing these things.
Yes.
To see that would be powerful.
Yes. So we are working ardently. We are working profusely on trying to get that off the ground.
And we can get more information on your Facebook page about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As soon as we get it, UB is a process to get things organized.
Of course.
But we are working.
The folks at UB, I hope you're listening in. Yes. Let's get this off the ground. You want to be the premier tertiary institution. Let's get behind this cause.
Yes.
We have the people willing to put their boots on the ground and to get the shoes on the ground so we could show people how pervasive this crime is.
Yes, yes, yes. Another thing we're doing, this is new for us this year as well. We're doing something that's called celebrating survival.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're partnering with the center to identify 10 women who have been through some kind of gender-based violence and survived. So we are celebrating them. We are going to give them a little love package. So any generous persons who want to donate some massages or manicures or pedicures or some perfume or some jewelry or anything to put in these gift bags for these courageous women. Mm-hmm. We're asking you to contact us again at Zonta Club of Nassau at hotmail.com so that you can share and partner with us in celebrating these women. So we have enough things going on. We are also looking to partner with our New Providence Club. Mm-hmm. So there are some initiatives that we're going to work with them as well during these 16 days of activism. So we're really, really excited.
No, this is really, I don't know about our listening audience. I'm sure they would agree with me. But the Zonta Club of Nassau is doing a lot.
Yes.
You're doing a lot. And, you know, just one more time, Madam President, just I want you to give an appeal for those persons who may be listening. We've heard to go check out the page. Somebody more about the importance of supporting these efforts. What would you say?
Well, for the past few weeks, we've had various forums where different stakeholders came together.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that really stood out across the board, the impact on what's happening in the schools. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we just focus on the adults in the community, but the mm-hmm. children are being impacted greatly.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing stories even in the preschool level. And we realize it's more important now to get out in the schools more
mm-hmm.
to let the students know that, hey, there are different types of touch. That's not right. If you feel as though something is wrong, speak to an adult or someone you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
So their message is important for persons to know that there is help. You have various organizations who are there to help. For instance, you have the Crisis Center,
yes.
who's there to give counseling. You have the Domestic Violence Unit, mm-hmm. who's there to help persons who are being abused. And also you have persons in the community who are here to help, organizations like Zonta, who are here to help you and, you know, encourage you to, you know, to have a voice. That there's persons there to help you to overcome and to come through.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to assist and to give the knowledge that persons need to know that you can overcome and you will make it. And say no to violence.
I love that. Now, as we close, you know, time just flies, honestly. The 30 minutes, my gosh, just goes by very, very quickly. Like, where did it go? So as we wrap up, closing words for our listening audience. And then also, ladies and gentlemen who are tuned in, they will be back. Because this is happening during the entire month of November, and as we get closer to the activities, because some of these are joint, we want to hear from the Zonta Clubs, but also from their young people that are helping them with this. This is a collective effort. Mm-hmm. Zonta has persons in high school, in college, as well as those who are not in college, the adults, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. So we will be hearing more from them. But as we close, final words, ladies.
Well, one big thing for me is, don't just complain. I find that sometimes you just complain about the issues happening in the community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's make a difference.
Yes.
Okay, you may not be able to help financially, but you may be able to help to volunteer at various events.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
let's see mm-hmm. if we could find solutions together. Don't just rely on the government, but us as citizens of the Bahamas, let us get together to find solutions to eradicate violence.
And we just want persons to know that healthy relationships, That is key. Knowing how to talk with each other, talk out situations, address each other, say that I'm angry with without violence. Mm-hmm. So we just want to promote healthy relationships, and we want to promote them all across all ages. And as the United Nations says, there is no excuse. Folks, let us unite in this effort.
I couldn't have said it better. My heart is so full right now just to be reminded that there are women out there that are helping other women despite their circumstances to overcome those challenges. Ladies and gents, our listening audience, I hope that you have learned a lot. You've heard about the goodness in our communities from the folks at the University of the Bahamas, the Student Government Association, as well as our ladies here at the Zonta Club of Nassau. We want to say thank you to President and Advocacy Chair representing very strongly for your clubs here today. Please, this is a happy hour with Deandra Cartwright here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Have a wonderful weekend and catch me next Saturday.
Tonight, not tense to whatever we want. We're young enough to say, oh.